I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
So A Seat at the Piano is essentially a platform to raise the voices of a lot of composers who have been less heard or historically excluded or underrepresented. It is a database. It is a resource. It's a blog. It's kind of a lot of different things that we've combined into one, kind of a one-stop shop for a lot of pianists, teachers, students to go to if they're seeking different kinds of repertoire that are outside of the normal kind of canon. During the summer of 2020, our whole nation was dealing with solitude and also racial reckoning, social reckoning, a lot of the disparities that are within our society. And I think there was a big call to action. I feel like as musicians, even within our silo, within our bubble and our sphere, we can still do a lot of influence.
I come at it from a pretty different background than a lot of people. I grew up in Canada. There's an organization, the Royal Conservatory of Music, that I grew up playing their syllabus from. They actually have always included a lot of composers, usually Canadian composers, and Canada's a pretty new place. So we've always had female composers and people of color and everything in that syllabus. I actually didn't realize till I moved to the US that gap was there. And so for me, part of wanting to do A Seat at the Piano was to sort of give people the experiences that I was lucky enough to have.
So growing up, I certainly was introduced to certain Black composers. However, as a pianist growing up, I certainly found myself making it a point to prove as a Black pianist that I could play Bach, I could play the Mozart, I could play the Chopin Etude as well as anybody else. I wasn't necessarily rejecting learning about more Black composers because it was still a part of my upbringing to a certain extent, but I certainly wasn't going out of my way to necessarily make it a part of how I programmed. So I was really excited to put a lot of effort into just expanding my knowledge of not only Black composers, but of course that's where it started.
Through this project, I'm finding a part of my own identity because from day one until I graduated with my DMA, I've been playing Beethoven sonatas, Journey Etudes. The more I got to work within ASAP, the more I found all these cool composers that, you know, I almost feel like I was robbed of like learning this in my primary education. I guess working on ASAP has been really empowering.
Come visit us at aseatatthepiano.com or visit us on social media. I can promise you that you will find something that interests you.
Tune in tomorrow night, Tuesday, September 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Piano Pod's YouTube channel for a fascinating conversation with the team of A Seat at the Piano. The audio episode will be divided into two segments, with part one launching simultaneously on your preferred podcast platform during the video premiere. Make sure to hit subscribe or follow the Piano Pod. Find all the necessary links in the description. Catch you this Tuesday.